Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of our sermon today? Surprise, surprise, surprise. Based on our gospel reading, listen to these words. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River to John to be baptized by him. And John would have prevented Jesus saying, "I need to be baptized by you, Lord. And do you come to me?" Please follow your sermon outline that was handed to you on the handout when you came into today as we consider our theme, surprise, surprise, surprise. Well, I'm going to do a little test to see if we have any people of my generation in this congregation. In the 1960s, there was a delightful TV comedy of a half hour called Gomer Pyle, USMC. Anybody remember that TV show? Okay, that shows me you have to be of older vintage. I remember my parents watching it and laughing, and my mother wiping the tears from her face as she saw Gomer Pyle, USMC. It's a simple story about a sweet man named Gomer Pyle from the hills of North Carolina who joined the USMC, United States Marine Corps. And every 30-minute episode seemed to show how Gomer got into a mess of some kind, but then by the end of the show, somehow everything would come out just fine. And Gomer's famous catchphrase, when things worked out and everybody was astonished, was this: "Surprise, surprise, surprise." Surprises. John the Baptist one day got an amazing surprise. Jesus came to him to be baptized. Listen again to our text. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by him, and John would have prevented him saying, "Lord, I need to be baptized by you. Do you come to me?" Now, what was John's problem? And why was John so surprised? All his life, John had been preparing others for the coming of the Savior, God's promised Messiah, Jesus. In today's gospel reading, we find John busy baptizing all kinds of people in the Jordan River for the repentance of their sins to get ready for the Savior. And herein lies John's problem. Jesus' request to be baptized by John is equal to an acknowledgement that he himself is a sinner and needs repentance. But John says, "No, you are the Savior. You are the Messiah, God's Son. You are not a sinner. Jesus, you do not need this baptism." Now, what's going on here? Jesus answers in verse 15, "John, let it be so for now. For it's fitting for us," and here's the key phrase, "it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Jesus tells John, it is fitting, it is proper, it fulfills righteousness, just do it, John. Now, how does Jesus' baptism fulfill all righteousness? Now, because Jesus' baptism is such a surprise, biblical scholars over the years have given all kinds of ideas to answer the question why Jesus was baptized. But I would suggest today that the answer I'm giving you is probably the best. Jesus' baptism fulfills all righteousness by his coming to fully identify himself with all of us sinners, to bring us God's righteousness. At his baptism, Jesus begins the process. Hear me carefully. He begins the process of bearing all the sins of the world that one day he will finally take to the cross and pay for with his very life. Jesus came to the River Jordan for baptism. He came with known prostitutes that day, corrupt tax collectors, brutalizing Roman soldiers, self-righteous Pharisees, and common sinful people who are tired of their sin and eager to get right with God. You see, our Lord Jesus, He didn't do it then, and he won't do it now. Jesus would not separate himself from the sin of mankind. At the Jordan River, through his baptism, Jesus took upon himself the corporate reality of all mankind's sin, your sin and my sin, which he finally bore to the cross. Listen carefully, please, to these words from Paul. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it gives a good explanation. Are you listening? Paul said, God made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. This is referred to as the great exchange. Jesus exchanged his righteousness for our sin. This he began at the Jordan River in his baptism. Then at the cross, he paid for all of those sins he bore with his own life. And on the cross, this exchange was finally completed when Jesus cries out with his last breath, "It is finished." The process of bearing our sins to make the great exchange can be seen to have begun at his baptism. What a wonderful surprise and gift for all of us. But there's even more to the surprise of Jesus' baptism. Note that here in Matthew's account of Jesus' baptism in chapter 3, we find the first recorded words of Jesus in Holy Scripture since he was 12 years old in the temple. We had that sermon the week before. Now, what are Jesus' first recorded words as an adult? They're his words to John the Baptizer about his baptism. Jesus says, regarding his baptism, "Let it be so now, John, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." These words mark the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. Up to this day, Jesus had been the obedient son of Mary and Joseph, working alongside his papa Joseph as a carpenter. But on the day of Jesus' baptism, he begins his ministry, bearing the sins of the world that we would climax at the cross and empty tomb. These words of Jesus announce the theme for all he was and for all he came to do. He who knew no sin became sin, that through him we might become the righteousness of God. Now think about it. Of all the things Jesus could have done on the first day of his public ministry, things like glorious miracles, amazing healings, calling fire down from heaven, instead of that, Jesus chooses to be baptized in the muddy waters of the Jordan River by John. Surprise! The surprise of Jesus' baptism declares one central truth, and here it is. He came to bear and then to pay for and forgive the sins of the world. Now ask any child in confirmation class, ask any child at Children's Message. The symbolism of baptism is this: its waters wash away filth and dirt. But the reality of baptism is that by the waters of baptism, sin is actually forgiven. The sin that Jesus took upon himself at the Jordan River and that he bore to the cross is your sin and my sin. And listen to what Isaiah 53 says about this. Do you want some good news today? Listen to what Isaiah says about your sin and my sin. "All we like sheep have gone astray, each to our own way, but the Lord has laid upon Jesus the sin of us all." John the Baptizer said to Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you. That is, I know that I'm a sinner." But Jesus said to John, "John, it is God's plan that I am joined to all sinners through this baptism, to begin the work that I will finish at the cross." Again we say, Jesus' baptism is the beginning of his purpose to come to earth, to be the one who bears and pays for the sins of the world. To make this even more clear, as John the Baptizer saw Jesus one day, this is what he said. He said, "Look, behold, Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." Now, Jesus' baptism was certainly a surprise when it first happened. But it's a wonderful surprise, a wonderful salvation surprise for all of us. Now, we end this sermon with a story, a true account of a salvation surprise. Some years ago, a businessman was returning to his home in upstate New York, Rochester, New York. One winter evening, it had been snowing, it had been very bad weather, it was very challenging to travel, and he was getting very close to home when he saw a group of people in cars parked on the banks of the Genesee River. The closer he got to them, the more he could see they were upset about something. When he stopped, he was told that a young boy had fallen into the river. And but in the darkness, they couldn't see him. All they could hear was his cries for help. And the businessman yelled, "What do you mean? You hear this boy crying for help and you're standing here? You're not just doing anything?" So the man took off his suit jacket, dove into the waters, found this young boy, grabbed him up in his arms, struggled to bring him to shore, removed from his face and his head all this river debris, smoothed his hair back, and when he got a good look at the boy, the man was completely shocked. The boy was his own son. He had plunged into the river for the boy of somebody else and ended up saving his own son. Can you imagine his surprise? Today, we have learned about the surprise of Jesus' baptism. Jesus plunged into the waters for us and for our salvation. His baptism was the beginning of his salvation work for all of us sinners. The baptism of Jesus is an unexpected surprise for all sinful people like you and me. In Jesus Christ, and in his baptism today, we are told one truth. God loves you, and God loves me. What a wonderful gift. What a wonderful surprise. In the name of Jesus. Amen.